Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horek and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys, a MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Welcome to this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. Today we have Pierre van der Feesten with us, and Pierre is the co-founder of a marketing platform or a marketer's platform, Brollo in the Netherlands. Welcome, Pierre. Delighted to have you here at the Marketing Technology Podcast.
Thanks. Great to be in the show, Elias.
Pierre, could you explain and elaborate a little on your background and explain what Brollo is and does?
Yeah, sure. So name is Pierre van der Feesten from the Netherlands. I've been in the digital marketing arena for about 10 years now. I have a background in inbound and account-based marketing, so generating leads for companies. I'm a co-founder of an academy, an online marketing academy, where we train online marketeers and help them connect with companies that are searching for marketeers, for marketers. And as you mentioned, since this year, we, together with three other marketeers, marketing entrepreneurs, we founded Brollo, which is a meeting place, a gathering place online for marketers, where they can meet and exchange knowledge and ideas.
So when I open up Brollo.nl, and for listeners, I'll put this in the show notes, but some Flintstone guy shows up. What does Brollo stand for?
Yeah, so this is actually what, really in the beginning, it started more or less as a joke, right? So we had some time off, it was the beginning of COVID, and we started brainstorming is where's the world going to in the marketing world, and how will we meet in the future, and how will this all play out? And then we started exploring this idea of this digital meeting place and this online platform, community platform, where people could be able to meet each other. And then we started opening up, and two of the guys in the team are really visuals, so they are the creators of the team. I think there's a big part of the success is on their hands as well. But they started making things visual, and that's how we came up with the guy. The guy's actually what we call him Brollo now. It's not someone we know, but it's someone we created in that sense. So it's this guy. It's this caveman. Basically, one of the advantages or disadvantages depends on how you call it, of working remotely or at home, is that you can you don't need to dress up properly. You can just sit behind your laptop, of course, not shaven, not with your hair going all directions. That's what Brollo is, and that's how we came up with this character.
Okay, cool. So you imagine that because you had some time over, you know, you had some time left because you guys also were in the corona pandemic, of course, and where you probably had a little less work. Hopefully that has recovered now, of course, but during the first month, so that would be March, April, May of this year, we all had a little less work, or most of us had a little less work. You founded Brollo. What did you miss in the other, let's say, online networks for marketers that made you think there would be a new platform would be necessary?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways, of course, to gain knowledge. There's traditional ways of books and even YouTube, of course, more or less traditional channels right now as we speak. And then there's the physical events. Well, those were gone almost directly when COVID hit. But I really believe in the conversational world, right? There's this this great book, Conversational Marketing, which was actually one of the reasons behind one of the largest chatbots out there in the Drift. So Drift wrote the book. David Kensel, you must know him probably.
Absolutely.
But basically his vision is also that the future of marketing, the future of knowledge sharing is conversational. And I firmly believe that. And I think that, now I speak in the singular form, but we all believe that. And that's how we, as founders came to this chat-based platform where people could meet, which is closed loop, so not open loop like Slack or whatever, but closed loop, where you can, you know, chat with fellow marketers around all the topics that that you engage in, and also you can open your video screen and start really meeting each other.
Cool. So that's one of the USPs, that it's a chat-based platform, whereas the other platforms usually are more or less like forum-based, or where you can drop a question and see if somebody answers. So this is conversational, and indeed, yes, we do know David. As a matter of fact, my co-host Mark met him last year on the headquarters over at in Boston, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
the fishing area.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And how do you, when you look at conversational, and of course conversational is already in the US, it's already a well-known term, and the terminology like conversational chatbots, etc., is used a lot amongst marketers. In the Netherlands, we have the Conversational Conference hosted by Frank Watching. I think it's due to take place shortly. For the second or third time, but in the market, there doesn't seem to be a very high knowledge or adoption yet. Of course, we all expect this to come, but what's your experience there?
Yeah, so I do expect it to come. I think that's a little bit tricky to state, maybe, but I think. I cannot look in the future, but I see also the Dutch companies starting in this industry, which are growing really rapidly. There's actually one around the corner here in Utrecht that just started with a chatbot conversational story. I'm convinced that it's coming, and it's coming fast.
Yeah, that's what I think. You know, it's not only for service purposes, like the chatbot we have here at bol.com or at Amazon or whatsoever, that's helping you out. We see great stories and great use cases, and also business cases that are very positive on the service end. I've recently heard one from Samsung here in the Netherlands, where they claim that they have a huge return on investment even within a couple of months. And now it's more gearing towards sales, marketing, lead generation online. And that's where Drift also comes in and is highly well known for. So, of course. No, go ahead.
I always like to use the metaphor with, when we look at all the digital transformation, it's a disastrous term, if you ask me. But basically, the main thought, in my opinion, should always be that the digital experience should at least equal or even better to the physical one, right? And if you put that on, let's say, physical stores, when you enter a physical store, most of the time someone is approaching you and helping you out, and what are you looking for, and then they're helping you to the right product or service, whatever they want, you're looking for. I think this is exactly the same with the conversation with the chatbots that work with the artificial intelligence, that they certain time they help you go through the web shop or to the website more efficiently and bring you to the service or product you're looking for better than you can do yourself.
Yeah, they're more or less guiding you through the website to give you a better experience and help you get to the destination sooner than you would have, or maybe you wouldn't even have reached the final destination on your website when you just click.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So let's dive into Brollo, because Brollo, and you already described the caveman that's on your homepage, etc. But what if people sign up? What can they expect?
Yeah, so what they can expect is we are a community. We are for marketers by marketers. So it's all about sharing knowledge that can be in the platform itself, right? So if you have a question, you can enter one of the rooms. Each room has a specific marketing topic. So there's search engine optimization, there's goes all the way from inbound marketing to video advertising to video marketing to there's several topics there. If you enter one of those rooms and ask your question and enter into a conversation with someone about it, meeting them and then and sharing knowledge, expertise, and backgrounds. But it's also a community in the sense that we share our knowledge via webinars. We call that Bolle out of the box. So they're always a little bit on the edge. But these are webinar sessions where our members share their story, their vision, and their use cases with other people, with other members of the community. And so that's basically the starting point is the conversation. But there's all kinds of other ways of sharing knowledge that we try to offer in the platform, in our with our Bolle community. So this still in progress. So we just had our strategy session. We do that in the beginning of each month, and really we are into this there's this theory behind communities. It's called the flywheel theory. I'm not sure if you're aware of that or have heard of it.
No, could you explain it to our listener?
Okay, yeah, so I'll do my best. So basically how a community works, and there's a couple of great examples that the theory is based on, but you want to acquire members to your platform, then you want them to consume content, right? Or share knowledge, or you want them to have something to consume, of course, and that's one of the reasons why they come to you. But they also you also need to offer them a stage where they can proactively share their knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. That should in somehow should result in some social status of those people within the community, of course. And when you do that, if other people like that again, they will share that on their own social platforms, or you can gain organic growth via Google. There's all this, there's explosion, organic explosions that you can get with this form of generating content, user generated content. Mm-hmm. So it's. I hope the story is still clear, Elias. But
it is.
If you say, let's say, Reddit is a great example of the theory. People come to Reddit, they become member, then they consume content, which are most of the times blog like articles written by other people. Those people get social status from it. So backlinks, of course. And then Reddit posts on the platform, and they gain explosion like really big search engine optimization profits from it, and that accelerates the entire flywheel again. And that's theory. The flywheel theory states that you need at least three of those flywheels as a community to really boost your growth, and that's what we're trying to do.
Cool. And you have divided these the knowledge. When you log into Bolle, because I signed up and I dived a little into the platform, and you have, as you call them, channels, and their channels, some of them are like, let's say, the book club or tools, or it could be lead gen or PPC or whatsoever. And each of those channels has user generated content in it, people that share it, and it's accessible for everyone, right? So everyone can learn, everyone can see what other people do. And can you give some examples of, let's say, questions or stuff that people share on Bolle?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that we, one of our flywheels is the Bolle out of the box session. So there's around one specific topic. And so we have vendors there, but also other people from the community. Next week, HubSpot is coming. They're sharing their knowledge. They're sharing it in the inbound channel in Bolle, then and people attend the session. It's a webinar session, so they attend it, and then they speak about it in the channel in Bolle. That's one example. But that's actually not a good answer to your question. If I think, basically, how Bolle works is if you have a question like I don't understand. I work with WordPress, and now I installed this this chatbot, and my page speed crashes. And anyone who has experience with that, can you help me out? And then people started the conversation, and then you could answer to your question.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that helps.
Yeah, it helps. And I think the good thing is, and next this month, November, we will launch our two mobile apps as well, which will, I think, really boost the activity in the platform at the moment, because then you get mobile push notifications. You can, if you have a question, and you if someone answers it, you get a push notification right away. So all those things should boost the activity in the platform.
Very nice, very nice. So at the moment, you have around 300-400 people using it here in the Netherlands?
Yeah. So we're approaching now the 400. So that's cool.
Cool. So people can find each other when they sign up. So you can see the active, well, basically the directory of users that are there. So I would encourage people to go sign up and see who's there, who you already know, but specifically who you don't know and the people that you want to learn from. I would say, you know, it's free to join, so why not try? But for the let's say the podcast audience that we have here, because I would say over 60%, 70% of our listeners is non-Dutch, so they're not living in the Netherlands. Is there a chance that they can sign up for a Brollo in their region shortly or maybe next year?
Yeah, sure. So definitely, those are the 2021 plans. I mean, it's one of the advantages is, and we start here locally in the Netherlands, but it's pretty scalable. So the software, I mean, we have the software now. Technology is there. It's just a matter of doing some translations and putting some local websites live, and then we can quite easily expand as well. And that's definitely the plan.
Do you think it's it has added value to do something locally over, let's say, a global platform?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and that's actually one of the things that we're still discussing in the team, because not everybody agrees with me there. But I do believe that people tend to find it easier to approach someone which is close by than across borders. But really, that's something that we need to.
On the other hand, you have to find out, of course. But on the other hand, I do think there are specific questions for specific countries or regions. So where, for example, I can expect that in Germany, you'll have more privacy-related questions. You might have questions about local vendors. Tools are discussed. So the tools that are being used in Germany are different from the ones that are being used within the UK or US. So I can very much imagine that people do want some, let's say, local taste or local flavor in the in their way of networking online.
Are you doing, because you mentioned HubSpot as a featured event, or you had a specific name for this, right?
Yeah, we call that Brollo out of the box. So it's all a little bit with a wink, but then you should visualize it as the guy, the caveman, coming out of a real proper box. It's like a little bit of a joke. It's a webinar session, but we try tend to be it. And we also challenge our speakers to be a little bit out of the box. And that's why we call it Brollo out of the box. But
yeah. Cool. So are you going to do any out of the box real in-person events when they're allowed again?
That's also an excellent question. That's we discussed that with the team. I think so. But yeah, that's to be determined. Right now we're fully digital, and I think we're all in dark days at the moment in terms of health and with COVID-19, of course. But it's also an opportunity to strive digitally, and the entire platform right now is structured around this digital origin.
Yeah, because especially, and I have this conversation a lot with B2B marketers specifically, but the way lead in-person events are very important for lead gen within B2B, of course. So we are all moving to online events, but there's only a few marketers, B2B marketers that I speak that are happy with this because they all would love to be to go back to in-person events. Even though, you know, online a lot is possible, the especially in B2B, you need to have in-person meetings to be able to meet people, speak to people, especially if you're bottom of funnel and want to have those last meetings. You want to really know people.
Exactly.
So let's hope that that we can get back to, that a vaccine gets found fast.
Yeah.
And we can go back to in-person events again. Maybe mixed, you know, we don't want people to spend hours on travel for something that's not worth it. So that's what at least I hope, that we're going to go back to where we were up to a certain level, that people don't let you, let's say, spend some time in a car or on a plane where it's not really necessary. So it gets accepted to do stuff online, but there needs to be a mix with in-person events as well. Is there anything more that you would like to share with us about Brollo, about yourself, Pierre? You know, this is the time, so you can make some positive remarks. Maybe do a little promo for Brollo, but you know, it's free to sign up.
Is there anything else
you'd like to share?
Yeah, so I invite people, as you mentioned, to just try it out. I'm really open to feedback. We're trying to build this as a community, so it's really helpful for us to get that feedback. People, there's also quite some people that, some members that approach us that they want to play an active role, which is great. And there's always a lot of things to do. So if you're open to that, that would be brilliant to become part of the Brollo team, so to say. So we're making this is a movement for marketers by marketers, and it started out, like, I wouldn't say as a joke, but as a hobby project, but now it's getting bigger. Let's hope and see what the future has to bring for us. I mean, the growth that we're experiencing right now is going really well. So
cool. So it was amazing having you on the podcast, Pierre. I will share your LinkedIn profile, as will I share, of course, the link to Brollo, where people can sign up. And I'm delighted, I would be delighted to have you back in a year or so to hear where Brollo is at that stage.
Perfect. Really good. Thank you. Thanks a lot for the invitation, for giving me this platform, Elias, and all good luck with the show.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or iTunes. Also, if you want to be a guest or know someone that should be a guest to our show, shoot me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you for listening.